Close your eyes. Put the attention internally and put it into the base of your spine. In this moment, take your time to activate or take your attention to the base of the spine and activate the lower chakra, the root chakra, the Muladhara in Sanskrit. Mula means root. Get rooted, get grounded. We'll invoke the blessings of Ganesha to remove or diffuse all congested energies at that root chakra, at the base of your spine, the tailbone area. Wiggle around, feel it, and settle in. You can imagine an elephant-headed being. Allow him to reveal his presence to you. It can be a flash, it can be a whole movie, it can be a thought, it can be a vision, it can be an energy, it can be reddish orangish light. So imagine that or image it, put that image in your mind as your attention is at the base of the spine. And allow this reddish, orangish liquid light to pour through your legs from the tailbone down, the pelvis area down, front and back of your legs, and swirling around, releasing energy that is congested, causing you pain or stiffness in the joints, so the hips. And then into the knees. Why we kneel down and pray is to bend that ego that is creating suffering so that the divine can break it and move through and root you in divinity. As you take steps in your life. So moving that reddish orangish light into the knees, swirling it around, releasing pain and stiffness. Then into the ankles, another big joint that have to bear the weight as you move through life, and then into the feet and the toes. So feel release. Feel relief of pain, stiffness, as this energy is moving through. Let's invoke Ganesha now to empower this process at a subtler level. So going in, moving through all the circulation, pushing out toxins and bringing in more fresh nourishment into the cells, and then going subtler and subtler to the level of the subtle body, and then subtler and subtler to the level of the soul. So swirl with that. Move with it and allow the divine being, Ganesha, to reveal this process to you on a deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper level. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the tingling energy, the sensation. The feeling that your legs are even floating, or maybe disappearing in your mind's eye. Getting cleansed and refreshed as this lower chakra gets activated and releases that feeling of being stuck. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now, bring your attention into the base of your spine, the tailbone area, and imagine or envision a beam of light arising from the base of your spine and moving up the spine of the subtle body that corresponds to the spine in the physical body. This very thin tube of light is hair-like. It's so fine. And if you can just relax into that, thin tube of light that arises from the base of the spine, goes all the way up the spine and then goes through the brain and in the skull, and merge your consciousness there. Then you are connected to your higher self, your God self, divine beings, and your soul self. Relax your face. No squinting. Your jaw can be relaxed. And the rest of the body can be relaxed as well. If your shoulders are up around your ears, just notice and release. Now we'll activate the chakras that it will enliven this thin tube of light, Sushumna in Sanskrit, starting at the base of the spine. Move into the heart center in the middle of your chest and feel it in the middle of your chest as in the middle of your body at the chest level. Not just the front of the chest, right in the middle between the front and your back and the sides. Feel it. Now the throat. Clear the throat receive the sound that will reveal to you different spaces, different levels that you can shift. You can gain momentum. Ma. Move into the middle of your head, middle of your brain, the midbrain. Om. Float back down to the base of your spine. Na. Feel your connection to the earth, to everything that is material in nature. Move into your navel, the belly button area. Ma. Feel connected to the element of water, everything that flows, the energy of water flowing within you. The body is composed primarily of water. Money flows. Feel connected to the currency of money flow. At the level of the navel. Move into the heart center in the middle of your chest area again. She. Feel fire, the element of fire, heat, purified energy, passion, compassion, intelligence at the heart. Feel it. Create that burning desire to get your issue resolved at the divine level, the soul level, and in your life. Now move up to your throat and your mouth. Va. Feel connected to the energy of prana, air, the life force. Anything you take in through the mouth and throat food, fluids, speech, other people's speech, your speech, goes in and out, and it affects everything that you do. Internal dialogue. Clear it at the level of the throat and in the mouth. Get rid of bitterness in taste and in thought. Release it. Enjoy sweetness of life, sweetness of speech. Move up to the right and left brain. Feel it from front to back and then the sides, down the middle, both sides of the brain. And also the eyes. The eyes are the windows to the soul. Feel the energy. Of the sound. Ya. Space. Create clarity by connecting to the space. Where divine beings are, more evolved thinking is, time jumping is. Getting into a new head space is. Feel the fullness of being spaced out and spaced in. Merge the two. Now imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. Imagine him being whatever height you are. And he's directly beaming a light of intelligence, grace, compassion, mercy, kindness. Abundance into your third eye, from his third eye. So there's a beam of light going from his third eye into your third eye. It's creating some pressure, some tingling, some sensation, or just awareness that there's been an activation happening between you and Dr. Pillai. Through the third eye, spot between the two eyebrows, just above the bridge of your nose, absorb or allow or commune with, merge with, open the door to. Receive this gift. Allow it to communicate with you at whatever level you need to receive this so that you know you are being fulfilled. feeling full of abundance, grace, blessings, joy. As your third eye is being enlivened, this is activating the rest of your brain. So feel this light now penetrating, if you haven't already, into your third eye, in the middle of your brain. And allow the intelligence, along with the golden light, to fill your entire brain. Scan your brain. Scan the forehead area, the sides of the brain on both sides, the top of the brain, the back, all the way back, the middle of your brain. Swirl that golden light around your brain, penetrating deeper and deeper and deeper. Your eyes get activated, your nostrils, the airflow is slowed down, that gets activated, the prana is purifying. The light is activating the ears. Hearing becomes subtler and subtler, connected to the divine. The tongue, you might taste the sweetness of the divine on the tongue. You might feel something all over the body, so the sense of touch is getting refined. You're starting to really feel the fullness of the blessings coming in from head to toe. You have a golden empowerment. Now imagine this golden light swirling around and giving you this experience of feeling fulfilled with joy, happiness, and everything that represents comforts in life, whatever it means to you. Beautiful relationships, perfect health, and incredible energy. The ability to move freely without pain. Having enough resources to cover your expenses, your living expenses, and also to be able to do whatever it is that you want to do and help others as well. Feel this penetrating you, expressing itself in every part of your being, from head to toe. Allow it to pour through you. Scan it. Scan the body from head to toe. Feel where it's not expressing itself fully. And then allow that light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Now imagine this golden light revealing to you the goddess Lakshmi, who brings abundance, joy, happiness, health, beautiful relationships with yourself and others. Feel the sounds that will invoke Lakshmi and give you an experience of abundance and being fulfilled. Allow the sounds to vibrate from head to toe, swirling with the golden light. Shreem Brzeem. Shreem Brzeem. Shreem Brzeem. Imagine the energy of these sounds, these power sounds of wealth that have been passed on to Dr. Pillai through the lineage, not as just words, but the power, the energy, and the ability to manifest and create abundance is being instilled in every cell of your being, at the level of the body, the mind, and the soul, the emotions, the intelligence, are all being permeated Shreem Brzeem. Shreem Brzeem. Shreem Brzeem. From head to toe, the golden light is swirling around. You can't even feel your body boundaries. They've merged with the sounds and the energy. Shreem Brzeem. Shreem Brzeem. Shreem Brzeem. Now this golden light is going to transmute and your attention is going to go towards Lakshmi's consort, who is Vishnu, and his energy is particularly palpable or available, accessible to you. At this time, that can dispel any negativity that's blocking your progress. Keep receiving the empowerment coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, and it continuously fills your brain and body from head to toe with golden light. And the intelligence of Vishnu's energy that will protect from all negativity. Om Namo Narayanaya. Receive it like a sponge absorbing the golden light. Soaking it up. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Imagine the light swirling around with the sounds and the vibrations of these sounds that will create a force field within you from head to toe and around you. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. From head to toe, you're full, filled with golden light and the sounds of protection and abundance. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. The golden light is as if you were experiencing the intelligence and energy and light of thousands and thousands of suns. Rays of light are beaming in and from you. Imagine the sun revealing itself to you from head to toe. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodayad. Feel the heat. Feel the life force, the vitality the sun brings at the level of the body, the level of the soul, the level of the mind, and in the environment, in the world, in the galaxy, and beyond. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Feel the fullness of the sun beaming within and outside. Merge with that energy of the sun. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Feel the fullness. Express your gratitude as you let go of the meditation. Om. Letting go at the level of the soul so that you can come back to yourself at the mind level. Om. Bringing your attention more into the physical, into your body, come back to your body awareness. Now be aware of your surroundings. Come back to the present state. Body, mind, soul, surroundings are all in alignment with who you are at this moment. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the environment, peace, peace, peace. Feel the fullness of peace. You can take your time to come back to yourself. You don't have to open your eyes if you don't want to. Or you can.